This is the closing market report for Thursday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith.
Well, a bit more market action today, kind of a continuation of what we saw on Wednesday. Take a look now at the afternoon market summary, and I'm talking with Kenan Layden of AgMarket.net for the latest update. And what do we see going on in the grains today?
Yeah, the grains on Thursday were almost deja vu to Wednesday. So with the continued headline risk between Iran and the U.S., oil was higher and soy oil continued to cruise up. Big gains seen in the soybean oil contract. At one point, soybeans were lower. You know, they kind of were struggling, opened up higher overnight, kind of struggled, and they closed very strong into the day. Some of that could probably be attributed to the soy oil strength. And then wheat continued its move upwards, so above some key technical points, some old highs from previous months, and saw some more buying in those wheat contracts, especially the winter wheat contract. So it seems like a lot of little stories, maybe a little frost risk and frost damage in the Ukraine, a little dry in some areas, you know, stuff that hasn't moved the wheat market all winter. You know, maybe there's enough things now and people who were short the market, there's enough juice squeezed out of it. They don't want to stay short anymore. These little stories are adding up.
That again was Kenan Layden of AgMarket.net. We'll look at the numbers next.
Growers have spoken, and they're raving about Storin corn herbicide. We surveyed over 1,000 customers who've made the switch to Storin, and 99% said they'd recommend it to a friend. That's right, 99%. With a 9 out of 10 satisfaction rating, it's clear why Storin is the herbicide customers can count on. But don't just take our word for it. Ask your Syngenta retailer or visit storinreviews.com to read testimonials from Storin users near you. Always read and follow label instructions.
At the close, March corn down 1.25 at 425.75. March soybeans up 7.5 at 11.41 even. March soybean meal up 90 cents at 304.80. March soybean oil up $1.09 at 59.68. On the Merck, April live cattle up 90 cents at 243.42. March feeders down 30 cents at 370.27. April lean hogs up 90 cents at 93.45. Those are your closing markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith.